This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Monday, and welcome to the Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. Our traveler has returned from parts down south.
That's right, Donnie. Yes. We have to devote a special segment to Julia's travel adventures.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Florida travel logs.
Yes. I've got it.
Okay. All right. So we had sad news before we get into any weekend stuff. I had let people know last week, Julia, that Aunt Marlene was in hospice care.
Yeah.
And she passed away yesterday morning at 6:30 a.m. Very fitting on a Sunday, since she was a woman of faith.
Yep.
And humility. And I thought, and your dad died on a Sunday morning.
I know he did.
That's
Sunday at like noon.
But so strange. And there were so many people. We were like, she probably needed us to go to have some peace and quiet to die, because like at one point there were like six people in a room on Saturday.
Really?
And we were very noisy playing all of her favorite songs and Mary Oliver and talking to her. And, you know, she was really just kept very comfortable. And, you know, I even though I didn't want to see her go, she would not want to be living like that.
No.
She was very, and you know, and then she surprises us at the end. No one knew that she donated her body like 7 years ago to the U of M.
Oh, really?
I feel like we knew that, Lori.
I did not know that. Yeah. And Casey did not know that.
It's
because
it's going to be on one of the pieces of paperwork because I'm her POA.
Yeah,
I'm
sure I was supposed
to be in charge of that.
Yeah, Julia was like her social worker because Marlene didn't have any kids.
Right.
Yeah. And so the nieces and nephews, you know, you and Casey and your brother and everybody.
And my mom.
Your mom, of course, she was there. And anyway, I just, she was a lovely, dear woman, and we're, you know, working on her obituary and the notice. We're going to have a party at DiGidio's. That's what she wanted. You should have heard your Aunt Phyllis, who was quite shocked there wasn't going to be a Catholic mass.
For the nun.
Yeah, for the nun.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. I'm like, oh, look at Marlene being scandalous at the end.
I know.
But she wanted it like what your dad had, party with music and food and Chardonnay.
Yeah, we had a fun party for him. It really...
She was 86.
And I think one of the things about having her not ever being married or having her own kids, and she was always, always in our life.
Yeah.
Always. And every holiday, I mean, my dad,
Didn't she write checks to all the kids for years? Give everybody, was she that kind of an auntie?
She was generous.
Yeah.
And she had the best signature in the world. I became very proficient in it at the end because I signed a lot of things.
Not sure you should admit that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I really, but people are so wonderful.
Yeah.
And Lori, you in particular, I just want to say this on the air, because when you came into our life, you know.
She was 65.
Yeah, but we'd been doing this for a while, and so it was really nice to have your breath of fresh air to come in and be the fun one.
Oh, yes.
For a while.
Because
we were managerial.
Yes, I did
get
to have fun with
her. We were the grocery shoppers. We were the bill payers. We were the pill dispensers.
Yes.
And
I was the movie buddy. I got to be the fun.
It was like you were the fun cousin.
Yeah, niece, whatever. Yeah.
So that was really special to her.
Yeah, it was to me too. I know, you didn't have time. Like on Saturdays, you had stuff going on with your kids, and I'd be like, Saturday, I'm calling Aunt Marlene. We're going to a movie. She was willing to go to anything, including Magic Mike, for her most memorable
review. Uh-huh. Yeah, say it again.
I said, Marlene, there's going to be naked men in this movie. Well, mm-hmm. I've seen a naked man before. And I'm like, okay. And
it was my brother.
No, yeah, right.
Well, it was baby Jesus.
So when the movie was over, I always would ask Marlene, what she thought of the movie. And she mm-hmm. would always come up with something. And she says, well, there was a lot of nudity and swearing, but in the end, it was a story of redemption. And I always like a story of redemption. Mm-hmm. Which Magic Mike really was the end of that
movie.
It was.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of
it. No, I'm sure she was the only one who thought of it.
Put of it in that way. But Casey was like all mad that her last movie was that terrible rock and roll movie with Meryl Streep.
Oh, yes.
Ricky and the Flash.
Yeah, you wanted to go so bad. You were so excited. It was going to be so good. And I'm like, Lorene.
What did you think of that? Terrible. Just terrible.
And it was.
But the one before that we mm-hmm. saw was The Woman in Gold with Helen Mirren.
Which was lovely.
And Adelaide.
Yes, that was lovely.
She loved both of those.
So. And Adelaide was lovely.
Yeah. But Casey said that, like, Anne Marlene was, like, really an outdoorsy woman in her younger years.
Yeah. You have no idea. She played tennis with me all the time.
Yeah. I did play golf with her. That was my one thing I did do.
Yes, you played golf with her. Mm-hmm. We played tennis. She rode her bike everywhere. She was very, very, very active.
Yeah.
And, boy, she loved my dad.
Yeah. Well, she's with him now.
I know. And
she only has, like, one... Or two, like, I mean, she knows.
All of her friends have passed.
Basically.
Yes, all of her friends have passed.
Her one nun friend who is younger than she is, her baseball buddy, Anne, mm-hmm. she's still around. But yes, a lot of her dear friends.
Had passed.
Her two best friends have gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Anyway, but yeah, people were really nice to us on social media because we just let them know. And I talked about Marlene's house being dedicated last week at the Bridge for Youth, which was named in honor of Marlene. So. Anyway, but she just was a really special person.
Always, always, always in our life.
Yeah. Oh, we got to play her song, Donnie. Oh,
and ice cream.
Not the Joni Mitchell version. No. This one.
And feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun. They rain and
She
was
weird?
A giggler.
Oh, God, she was.
She was a giggler, too. I'm thinking of her laughter and trying not to have
very
giggles.
Very mischievous.
And we'd always get in trouble. My dad, we'd be talking too loud. My sister and I would be laughing too hard, and she'd just look at us.
Start giggling.
Oh, no, she was just... And my mom was so... My parents got divorced.
Were they friends for 50
years?
They've been
friends forever.
Yeah.
And their friendship stayed, which was really special.
Yeah, because a lot of times in the divorce, the sister of the brother... Of the wife, they don't always stay friends.
That's true.
Yeah, they're dear friends. And anyway.
Okay, do you want to hear one woo-woo thing about Marlene? So I sent a note to the LA Cousins mm-hmm. about Marlene's three favorite songs because someone wanted to know. So I said, listen to Both Sides Now, Judy Collins, followed by Blowing in the Wind, must be Peter, Paul, and Mary, not mm-hmm. Bob Dylan, and Eve of Destruction, by Barry McGuire. And one of the cousins sent back to me, that is so weird. I just heard Judy Collins' Both Sides Now on the radio, mm-hmm. thought of Marlene before I even looked at your text.
Ooh,
he said they never play that song.
No, they don't.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting.
That was kind of like a sign, maybe.
Sign, yeah.
Sure. That was her favorite cousin to call in California.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do know which one.
Anyway. So, okay, listen, Julie, we got to switch subjects. We've got to get back to our story we can't get enough of, which is going to be going on vacation in Florida with you.
got it right. Playing and replaying old conversations. Overthinking every word. And
all right, let's go to Florida with Julia. She was on spring break with all the families and the kids and the baseball players and the great weather.
And the kids and the great weather.
Mm-hmm. We looked it up your first day.
Oh, please.
Oh, we got a chuckle
out
of that.
It was warmer here than it was there.
No, I'm
well aware.
Here's a trend. Okay, first of all, I had a great time.
Yeah, okay.
I just am so relaxed, and it was just a wonderful trip and very unexpected things that I did because,
you didn't have a lot of plans. You were kind of a gypsy in Florida.
I was, in a way. So the very first day I get there, and I'm staying, the group is staying at the Marriott Convention Center, which is just huge, and we're right in Orlando. And I stayed right down the street at like the Caribe Royale, something that I was, saving a whopping $75 in Disney taxes a night. But yet they sent me a user fee bill every morning. Just after you already pay taxes, it's just crazy.
Or a resort fee?
I got a resort fee, a this fee, and a this fee.
This is the big hidden thing at a lot of places people have to ask
after
about.
After you already pay your resort fee and your taxes, they charge you another one when you're there. So I'm just like, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
But I was so excited because we got this new book. And she's going to be on
Friday.
And we read The Alice Network by Kate Quinn. And it's called The Huntress. And it's historical fiction. And I was so excited. So it was my first day. I missed the ball game.
Yeah.
I was going to take my son and his friend to dinner, and I had time.
Yeah.
Go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha, hey, cha-cha-cha-cha.
What's that?
Jimmy Buffett, California cheeseburger, whatever. So loud. So I kept going around to where the music wasn't blaring. This new trend of not being able to relax at a pool.
Yeah.
So finally I'm in the kid pool area.
Oh, my word.
I took my towel and put it over the speaker.
Oh.
I mean, had someone been next to me to talk, we would have had to scream.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's an invasion. Then I asked my friends over at the other place, is it like that? And they said, pretty much.
Wow.
So this trend, because we noticed it in Vegas too, you can't just sit at a pool and read.
Sometimes you've got to find a strategic spot far, far away from a speaker.
Right. But there was nowhere to go here. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I thought.
And then what's the weather?
Well, it was windy.
Okay.
It was the first afternoon. I wasn't any hot heat wave. Okay. I didn't even put on a suit.
Okay.
But I just thought I can go outside, read my book.
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's so loud. So I went to the little hut. And I said, is it just always, this louder? Is it going to, can you turn it? And I'm trying so hard not to be a pain in the butt on my vacation and just go with the flow.
Right.
But all I wanted to do was really read and take a nap at the pool.
I'm with you. I can't read with music.
I can't. Mm-mm. I can't stand it. So that was a little interesting. And then I take the boy to dinner. And then the next day I'm all excited because I'm going to the USTA. That's the United States Tennis Association's World Headquarters. Opened 2 years in Orlando, Florida.
Is this
the
one we saw an Insta video of you? And you were talking about things. I'm like, I have no idea what she's talking about.
You didn't know what I was talking about.
Good tour guide.
So I was so excited. I wake up. There's a torrential downpour. There's lightning. But I'm on my way because I had my reservation, and I'm ready to go. And
Are you taking lessons?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to take a lesson. And so I head off and I go to the wrong place. I go to the Orlando Tennis Center, which was in a very interesting area. And, I mean, there's... You can't even see where you're driving. There's so much rain, but I was determined to make it. And I ended up in this cute area called like Logan Park or something by Echo Lake. It's just the cutest area in Orlando. A lot of development. I mean, it's amazing how much development's going on. And then it was just too much. And so I call my auntie and I'm like, hi, I'm in the neighborhood.
You never got to the tennis place?
Not that day.
Okay.
Well, it was pouring rain.
All right.
So I then drive to the coast to see my auntie. And
which is like 3 hours away.
No, it was an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, is that all?
So, okay. And then my Uncle Jimmy's in the home. And so then we decided to see him, but I couldn't even drive down her street. It was flooded.
Oh.
There was hail. There were palm trees down. It was the biggest storm on the coast. So I'm just like, another lovely day.
Yeah. Well, you have a reputation.
I drove 225 miles that day.
Wow.
Then I drove to the other side to the baseball games and stuff. It was fun.
Did it get nice?
It did.
Okay.
It finally got nice. It was very windy for my days in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went down.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's so disappointing.
Naples
too.
Area.
There's so many people on their spring break. You just want the weather to be good.
But that toll situation. Okay, so it's smart because they have a ring around Disney in Universal, and it's $1.75 per two axles, a car, and then it goes up. So, and you have to have the exact change.
Right, I remember
and you have
that.
To have cash. Mm-hmm. So I had I owe you $60, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I have my money and I'm ready, and you can drive off if you don't have it, and they give you change and blah, blah, blah. So then one day I wasn't really paying attention, and I was driving, and it's like, you have to have exact change. And I'm like, what am I going to do? You can't back up. You can't go anywhere. And I know I'm going to get a ticket. Because I only had $1.50. Mm-hmm. So I'm outside looking for coins because people throw them in the bins.
Outside
that.
Of the toll booth, you're
yes!
looking for coins.
On the freeway. Because I'm like, darn it.
Oh, the
because
video.
You're screwed. You can't do anything.
I
and
know.
Now I owe us a quarter and I know I'm going to get a $25 ticket. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So found pennies, but they don't count pennies, dimes, or nickels, by the way. So I'm just sitting there like, what am I going to do? I'll get a ticket. And anywho.
You did? You took a ticket?
No, I'm sure I'll get a ticket. It'll come in the mail.
Oh, okay.
I got one of these when I only had $1.25 and it was $1.50 2 years ago.
How much was the ticket?
$25.
Oh.
But that doesn't.
Why didn't you ask the car behind you for a quarter?
There was no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It was not. There's cars and cars, and you're nervous because you're making a scene.
Oh, yeah. Someone could be driving into you.
Well, right. Yeah. It was just not the time to ask begging for money.
For change.
But I know I'm not the only one that happens to.
Really?
Yep. So I finally get to the USTA Tennis Center, and I have my lesson on court number one. It's the largest tennis center in the world. They have 100 courts.
Was it a hot guy?
No, it was a lady who was pregnant.
Okay.
It was great. I was so glad. You know, because I haven't taken tennis lessons like ever.
Yeah.
So it was like how to hold your racket again and go over how the formation and everything. Then I had to buy the racket and then I got it strong and then I got the hot pink wrap and then I got this and I got that. I was so excited, but there was seating on my court and an umpire chair. I mean, it was really fancy, but it was only $65 for the lesson.
Wow.
Cheaper than probably here.
Yeah.
And then...
And you like practice, it was an hour long lesson?
Yeah, it was so fun. It was just so much fun. I was so happy to be there, but that's where, because Miami used to be the hot spot where all the like Serena Williams and all those people used to live, but they're all moving to Orlando. They built this huge covered facility where all the tennis players play. So that was kind of fun for me.
Yeah.
Then more baseball and the boy, my kid. And then I went down to Bonita Springs.
Oh, nice.
My friend Pat and her daughter Lauren were there. And
that's where it was nice and sunny.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. It's always nice on that west side, isn't it?
Yeah, and her development has like a tennis courts, 18 tennis courts with, water and ice and an electric tennis ball machine feeder and all these fancy... It was really in clay, it was so I just had a wonderful, relaxing time reading the best book in the world.
Oh, that book is good.
The Huntress. You guys.
On Friday.
Yeah.
I'll talk to her.
And you missed a good one last week, my lovely wife. Basically, Dexter meets Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
twisted
really?
And sick, but great.
Really?
Yeah. But this book, The Huntress, is can't put down. It's so.
And I'm listening to Cersei. So when I did 225 miles on one day when I was going coast
Madeline
to coast
Miller's
to coast.
Book?
Oh.
Isn't that great?
My word. Everything, I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Then I got a nice little ticket,
Nadine? Sure. How fast were you going?
Way. I think it was 95 at one point.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, way.
That wasn't the name of the highway. That was the speed.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I just
people
got
do drive fast in Florida. It's like 80.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Isn't it 80? Okay. Yeah, I think posted.
Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Well, there's something that's holding a lot of people back, and that's all of the many, many tickets that have been sold out for the Rolling Stones. We woke up Saturday morning to the news.
I saw it.
The Stones have canceled their 12 dates. I'm like...
In the U.S.
And in this, Canada.
Yeah, and this was the big thing behind the New Orleans Jazz Fest. That's why I initially told us we were going. You end up going. I'm not going.
Yes.
And now the Stones aren't going.
And now the Stones aren't going.
And you had bought double tickets. You had sold them to Chris.
Think about all the people who bought their tickets from somebody on Craigslist at an inflated price.
And you don't have recourse then, do you?
No, you don't. No. Now, you have your ticket. So the New Orleans Jazz Fest, they haven't said what they're doing. Okay. I would let them keep my $185 per ticket is what it costs for the Rolling Stone date. Normally, it's $85 a day.
Wow. So you
For the Jazz Fest.
Okay, and so who are the three bands?
Okay, so Led Zeppelin could take the place.
Yep, not going to happen.
No.
Queen with Adam Lambert, I'd be okay with spending that. Madonna could step in with the Greatest Hits show. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Okay.
Could go ahead and jam. And otherwise, I'm just going to get my money.
No, you had another one. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen, yeah. Otherwise, I want my money back.
Okay, so what did the Jazz Festival say to you?
They don't know. They are rapidly... They have no one playing after like 5 o'clock on Thursday, that first night.
Right.
The Rolling Stones had never played the Jazz Fest before.
This was... Yeah.
They capped out the tickets at 42,000 people at the racetrack, fairgrounds.
42,000 people, Lori.
Yeah. And they capped it out. So now the Rolling Stones, well, let's play our GMA audio. Let's see what they say, and then we'll update you because my boyfriend is not getting any privacy. And by my boyfriend, I mean Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't always get what we want, right? And that is true in this case as well. Fans so looking forward to the Rolling Stones' upcoming North American tour. We'll have to wait now. Mick Jagger needs to be cleared by his doctors for an unknown medical condition. The legendary band postponing all 17 dates. The band spokesperson saying, quote, Mick cannot go on tour at this time, but he is expected to make a complete recovery. From what we know, Mick is resting comfortably. He's in Miami. There you see him spending quality time with his young son, his daughter, and his girlfriend this weekend. He did reach out to fans on Twitter, posting, quote, I'm so sorry to all our fans in America and Canada with tickets. I really hate letting you down like this. I will be working very hard to be back on stage as soon as I can. And his bandmate, Keith Richards, writing, a big disappointment for everyone, but things need to be taken care of. We will see you soon. Mick, we are always there for you.
Here is the backup story.
So
the tour was going to kick off April 20th in Miami.
Okay.
That's why the Stones are in Miami. Keith Richards is there. Mick Jagger is there. They're with their families. When Mick Jagger had his physical
for Lloyd's of London, who is insuring the concert tour. Yes.
That's when they found...
Standard procedure.
Yep.
Found out it is standard procedure.
Because you'd have to do a heart test, a stress test.
So Mick didn't want to tell us, but somebody has blabbed. According to the Drudge report, he's getting a stent put in his heart.
Yeah.
And he's having heart surgery. And
that's not that big of a deal that he couldn't be better by the Jazz Festival, Lori.
Oh, yeah. That's May 4th.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, that's not happening. No. They don't want you to burst anything. You probably have to have some kind of a... They said, one of the reports, Variety is saying they hope to be back out in 3 months. Oh. But they also were, you know, we didn't know this until... I mean, Jagger is the healthiest. He and probably Bill Wyman are the healthiest, the drummer. And but that's why the Stone, they were all there. They're already in Miami. They were going to start rehearsing.
Oh, Lori.
Yeah. Oh, Jules.
All right. I'm just trying to see recovery from angioplasty and stenting is typically brief. Discharge from the hospital is 12 to 24 hours. The catheter is removed. Many patients are able to return to work.
Yeah, but the way he jumps around this
stage. Well, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They sold $250 million of tickets at 17 sold-out venues. Ticketmaster called our home number, because that must be the number that I have in file with one of our tickets that we bought.
And what did they say?
They just said, we're just letting you know, we're working on it. You'll have the option of getting... Because, like, the other ticket holders at other things, you just can keep those tickets and they'll be honored at the meet-up date.
Sure, but...
The Jazz Fest only happens once a year.
Who will replace...
The Rolling Stones in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, here it is. It's not... I'm not the first one asking the question.
Yeah, people want to know.
Let's see. Who could... Beyonce.
Okay, I would... That'd be
Bruce
fine.
Springsteen, you too. This Lori, but who would Casey, when you say Madonna, would Casey be disappointed?
Yeah, probably, but
I mean, that was such a lying pause. He would be bummed, and my brother would be bummed too. The headline just goes from
Madonna isn't going to she's like famously disciplined. She'd have to rehearse for 3 months before she went out on the road.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, so they're saying today the festival organizers announced their solution, and it surely does. It can't be. This is from something they're saying. Led Zeppelin will reunite and headline the Thursday.
That's what we want.
It's April Fool's Day.
I know it is.
That's right.
But if that happened, I would. So I die.
Yeah. And I guess like the normal attendance that they can fit, or the capacity at the New Orleans Fairgrounds is 65,000. So they capped it at 42 for the Stones. They could have sold, but they decided that'd be too many people.
Who do you think? But Lori, what if something as crazy as that happened?
Mick is devastated. The fans were devastated, but most importantly, our boyfriend Mick Jagger.
Update says that it's a heart valve, not a stent.
Oh, not a stent.
So
and
all
that's
right.
a 3 month recovery.
Oh. Darn.
Oh, man.
So what is next,
You know,
Lori?
Keith is laughing because Mick Jagger is the fitness and you know, like clean living guy.
And Keith has done all those years of everything. And
smoking and drinking and everything else. Isn't that always the way it is?
It is always the way it is.
Honestly.
I wonder...
So I don't know. Stay tuned. Anybody else who's going to the Jazz Fest?
Well, who else? So those would
I sold my other two tickets to Chris Riemenschneider, he knows where to find me.
Well, right. And I'm sure he... I'm trying to think of who would... okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, if they... And I'm sure that's what they would like
Beyonce
to do.
But Beyonce wouldn't be the right replacement for this group of people. You have to think of the people...
If you look and see, though, who plays at the New Orleans Jazz Fest, it is such a menagerie of different kinds of music.
But for the people who specifically spent the extra money to go see, so they're... It's the 50th anniversary. You're already going to get Jimmy Buffett, Earth, Wind & Fire, Santana, Diana Ross.
Gladys Knight, Tom Jones. I mean, it's kind of, they have an amazing lineup, but a regular day ticket is only $85. And the Stones was $185, and it sold out like in 2 hours.
Let me tell you about Margaritaville in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was by that. And last year I was by it, too.
Yeah.
Because the kids stay in condos by there for the baseball team. And, they've got all the green palm trees lit and up, and the different colored pastel homes in Margaritaville, and literally is right off a freeway.
Oh, yeah, this is the community.
Yes,
the community.
The community, because everything in Florida is a community of some lifestyle community, living sort, and it's in the middle of flat land and wet water. And they just put up palm trees everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they are investing in Orlando big time. They are putting up palm trees all over on the freeway exits and everything. You know, they're all...
Well, that looks nice.
Yeah, but the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville is...
Is that for seniors?
Yes. Well, 55 plus.
55 plus.
Okay.
And that's kind of a big deal because, you know, my other friends who are down there and have bought in a place, they're so much younger and they're in their 50s than anybody else. Everyone else is in their, like, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of... This community would be kind of okay.
Yeah. I've never seen Jimmy Buffett in concert.
No,
neither have I. Yeah. Would love to.
So
yeah,
I'll have to try and find Casey.
But the Margaritaville, you know, you would have the there's a great TJ Maxx there. That's why I remembered where it was.
Oh, okay. Well, there's only a handful of bands that could be you know.
And well, you know, Bruce could step in and. No time.
Bruce could do it. That's well, who they should get. Yeah. Or Led Zeppelin. Like, let them reunite.
Oh, Lori.
That'd be amazing.
I would be
who
so,
knows
would,
Jimmy Page.
No, I would be so mad that I didn't have tickets if he was there.
Well, I mean, the chances it. Of it happening. When's the last time they played together?
Years ago.
70s?
And they've sworn never to play together to play again.
Yeah. What about Eric Clapton? He's not. I'm not.
Not $185. No. Not for me.
No, I'm trying to. I can't think of anyone for that group of people.
I guess. I mean, probably Fleetwood Mac.
No. Right. Oh, for crying out loud! How many times have you seen them in the last 5 years? Like 20?
No, but I love
people
them.
People would be disappointed if Fleetwood Mac was the replacement because they're not all Fleetwood anymore. Yeah, yeah. They're just Mac.
Yeah, well, they're, that's no, not true. They just got rid of Lindsay.
Buckingham,
and they don't need him. You know, they replaced him with two people. That's how bad he needed to be replaced, too.
Air supply available?
I don't know who they're going to get when I saw that news.
I saw it down there, and I thought, oh, Lori, Casey, they're going to be bombed.
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, when we come back, Brian Barron is going to join us. He's the director of skincare research from Beautypedia and Paula's Choice. And in honor of April Fool's Day, we're going to talk about cosmetic claims you shouldn't believe, because there's a lot of April fooling that goes on 365 days a year when it comes to cosmetics.
In a golden cathedral, I'll be praying for the faithless. And if you lose, boo-hoo, hey, look, my man.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are very excited. We have Brian Barron with us from Beautypedia, and Paula's Choice. He's the director of skincare research. And Brian, I like your idea for April Fool's Day, because so many cosmetic claims are April Fool's all year long.
Right.
So.
Oh. They are, and it's so disappointing. Our job is to help you find the best products and to get past all that hype, because it just wastes money and time.
It does. Let's talk about all the number one thing that we always see, lift sagging skin. And I'm always like, I don't think anything lifts sagging skin unless it's lasers or needles. But you tell us.
Is there something we don't know about?
You are on the right track. So there are, I think what happens is that firming skin and lifting skin get confused, because you can firm skin with certain ingredients like peptides or retinol or even vitamin C would be another one. And when you get some collagen repair some new collagen stimulation, you'll start seeing firmer skin. But if the support structures below that have started to go south, and they will on all of us eventually, that is beyond the purview of what a skincare product can do, and why those claims of lifting a sagging jawline or recontouring your neck and changing how you can't change how the skin responds to gravity and to fat pad shifting. That just, it's all a biological part of aging. You can hurry it up by not being good about sun exposure,
right?
But That type of sagging, when you start seeing it, when it starts becoming more apparent, that's when you need to start looking at non-invasive procedures like Ulthera, which uses targeted heat. Ironic that heat from the sun damages skin, but a different type of heat can actually make skin look younger.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, depending on the extent of the sagging and your age, you may need to skip past that type of a non-invasive treatment and start discussing surgical options. Right, exactly. But it isn't. So one of the things that we tell women, particularly in their 60s, who are wondering about this the most,
are you dating us?
Yeah, right.
But that is, no, but I would say.
I have a lot of them in my life.
No, you're so telling the truth, though.
It's about, it's not one or the other, because that often gets confused as far as like, well, should I have this procedure or should I just invest my money in skincare? And the truth is, in order to look younger, longer, and take the best care of yourself, you really need to do both. As far as what you choose to do, procedure and surgical wise, that's personal decision.
Yeah.
And based, of course, on your budget. But just, we need to stop thinking that skincare has the answers for everything that happens as we get older. It can do a lot. Absolutely can do a lot, but it can't do everything.
All right. So let's just say, hypothetically, you're starting to see, you know, what is it? Your support structure,
sure,
is starting to go south. What products do you like to use, you know, that you may see some sort of a little bit of a difference, not a reversal, but something that can just kind of help you reinforce those 2x4 beams?
Very, very good description.
Thank you.
You guys are on fire today.
Thank you.
So, separate from the daily need for broad spectrum sunscreen, I'm not going to, you know, say any more than that. Just put it on like you brush your teeth every day, make it a daily habit. Peptides are probably the most fascinating area for skin, because whereas retinol, for example, is more multi-purpose and more of a generalist, a blend of peptides in products can target specific areas of skin in a more tightly focused way. So a few examples from a brand called The Ordinary. They have a new product called Buffet Plus Copper Peptides.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I guess you'd say, a cult beauty brand. They're known for kind of a lot of single note products where they take a bioactive ingredient and use a higher concentration of it, and they're very reasonably priced.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
And you think enough of that? That they can stand behind what their claim is.
The Ordinary?
Yeah.
I mean, for this particular product, I will vouch for. I think they kind of straddle the line for a handful of others. So I don't want to give you a carte blanche.
Sure, got it.
Believe everything this brand tells you. But the Buffet Plus Copper Peptide is an interesting multifaceted product. Paula's Choice has our peptide booster, which uses 8 different peptides and a whole ton of other great ingredients. And then if you want, those are both more serum-y textures. If you want something that would count more as a moisturizer, like something to put on as your night product, Dr. Dennis Gross Skincare Firming Peptide Milk is really great as well.
Okay. All right, that's good.
That is good.
And then do you think when skincare companies, when they make the claim about all natural and organic, can we trust that? Does that mean anything?
You shouldn't trust it outright because of the fact that there are some regulations around organic, you know, certain seals and whatnot that brands can apply for, like EcoCert and things like that. That sort of third-party certification is helpful, absolutely. But in terms of natural, all natural, no, it's not regulated. You could make a completely synthetic product and put all natural on the label, and there's no regulation saying you can't.
Right. Okay. So that's the one we really got to be careful of.
Yes. And then a corollary to that is the common belief that natural and organic are automatically better for skin or are safer for skin. That hasn't been shown to be the case. I can sell you some natural organic poison ivy, and I doubt you'd want to put it on your body.
Right.
Okay, got it.
And the take-home message is that there are a lot of great natural ingredients out there, and there are some that you absolutely would want to stay away from. including many that do end up in skincare products. We discuss that more in various reviews throughout Beautypedia. But really, from all of the research we've done, the best products deliver a beneficial mix of natural and synthetic ingredients. Because, for example, there's certain skin issues like acne that there aren't natural doesn't do enough. You can't really get acne under control with natural alone. You can't really fight signs of aging even with natural alone. There's no such thing as a natural sunscreen, for example.
Right. That's true. How about...
Okay. I wish there was. There was a plant out there that we could just slather on and say, all right, this gives me my SPF 50, and hey, it's sustainable, and hey, it's recyclable.
Right, that's not happening. What about the masks? Because those are so hot right now. They're selling them everywhere. Different face masks, and they all promise to take the toxins out of our skin.
Yes, yes. Masks are a huge category right now. That's why I wanted to discuss this one. The bottom line is that there are no toxins in skin that need to be expunged by a special treatment product or mask. Every time we've asked, at dermatologist's office, at spas, at cosmetic counters, well, what are these toxins in skin that, you know, that are getting stuck and causing problems? And we never get a straight answer. No one can ever identify a single toxin. They just allude to the fact or outright state that, well, it's a problem.
Right.
The liver and the kidneys do the detoxing.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
In the body.
So it's really just for, like, just refreshing or putting some... you know, like moisture in your face or just taking off some dead skin?
There are two types of face masks, and whether it's like a sheet mask, which are generally for hydrating, that would fall into the hydrating category of facial mask, and then you've got your absorbing facial mask. Sometimes those have a bit of a scrub-like texture, or they'll have some mild cleansing agents in it, so it's kind of that cleanser-scrub-mask combo. Those are great for oily, blemish-prone, or combination skin. But masks are one of those tricky categories that you really need to pay attention to the ingredients, because even though they're something that you would use occasionally, once or twice a week, so they make those that contain not-so-great ingredients aren't as big of a risk for your skin as what you'd be putting on daily. But there are a handful, actually quite a few more now today, masks out there that have just the great ingredients. They're not overloaded with fragrance or other troublemakers that make you think they're working, and all they're really working to do is irritate your skin.
Mm.
So
lovely.
If you're going to take the time to do a mask,
right,
then just make sure it's a great one. I'm all for that, you know, shut the door, turn off the phone, have 15 minutes of me time, you know, tell the husband to take the kids for a walk, whatever. But if you're going to spend that time to pamper yourself, make sure you're not hurting your skin in the process.
Yeah. All right. No, that's so true. Is there, Brian, I know we're running out of time. Is there one ingredient we should never put on our face?
Oh, gosh, how to pick just one. The one that comes to mind, because it can do quite a bit of damage so quickly, even in a lower amount, is denatured alcohol.
Denatured alcohol.
All right,
that's,
people.
That's how you would see it on an ingredient list. Sometimes it's listed as capital S, capital D alcohol.
Okay.
If that is among the upper third of the ingredient list in any of your skincare products,